I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When was it that you left the house with Wes and he wasn't wearing any shoes? You were going to the grocery store.
Right.
And I don't know what your plan was. Like,
have him in the grocery cart.
With no shoes on?
Sure.
Just a little country kid?
Just a little country boy, yeah.
In the middle of L.A., no shoes.
Trying to get him out of the house, like, rather quickly, I think it was. It was sort of a, like, mama needs this.
Still in his PJs.
Probably.
I mean.
He's in a phase where he says, I don't want to do that, like, frequently. That
I don't want
to. When you kind of get some momentum, you got to seize it. I can't let shoes slow me down.
I was like chasing you out of the house with like shoes and a sweater. Yeah. And
the sweater I did take issue with. I mean, come on. It's not like we're going to go up and down the freezer aisle all day. Although I did accidentally put our 5-month-old's pants on our 3-year-old.
You did. That was really funny. You were like, what cute capris has.
Look at these capris. How fresh. How cute. I don't remember these pants.
You're
being
such
a
cool
thing.
Kid, Wes. You got capris. And I was taking off his pants to like get him in the bath. And I was like, Ned?
Yeah, laundry has started to get trickier.
It's
because
it's
all small. They're all tiny kids.
Yeah, they're all small things.
How do I tell this small versus the small?
It's a great question. Yeah. Yeah. Like the sizing is not that different.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if I just wore pants that were like, you know, me as a 18-year-old pants, I feel like they would fit pretty well.
Yeah, they might be a little
me
snug.
Me as a 14-year-old's pants. Those might be like capris.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be fresh.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, I remember you had, when we met in Chicago, you were wearing those green corduroys. And I remember you trying those on like maybe 4 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And you could not get them buttoned.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a skinny little guy.
You were pretty skinny. You were super skinny.
Now I'm a thick boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those. Those were, yeah. And they were like a little bit high-waisted. So I think they sort of sat at your natural waist instead of on your hips like pants these days.
And now look at me. I couldn't fit in my old pants if I tried.
No, that's not true. Only because you're swole.
Oh, yeah, thanks. So swole. I do feel like I have like a natural like baby shelf. We talked about that in the dad's insecurities episode, like I've become a little proud of it. I'm like,
I have not noticed your baby shelf. So I think it's really just a functional thing.
It's functional.
And it's not like a noticeable thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. My belly folds are functional. Thank you very much.
I mean, mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What belly folds? What are you talking about?
I know. I'm perfect. You're perfect. Please.
Welcome to Baby Steps, the weekly parenting comedy podcast. Well, we give you the real deal. You know, we don't sugarcoat things. Instagram makes it look cute. And Baby Steps is about being real. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the 5-month baby developmental milestones.
Finn,
what's that baby doing?
5 months old.
Yeah.
Oh, he is the smiliest, chunkiest little thing.
It's a happy little Buddha baby.
I love being around him. I was chatting with a friend the other day, and we were talking about whether we were baby people, toddler people, or like kid people.
Mm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm a kid person, even though we haven't gotten there yet.
You just imagine.
I just imagine that I would be really good with like a 6 or 7-year-old. You know, because like I don't know. I'm okay with Wes as a toddler, but like when he does something over and over and over, and I'm like, please don't do that, please don't do that, please don't do that, and he just continues to do it.
The repetition is tough to deal with. It's the screaming for me.
I'm just like, like I don't know what else I can do if I tell him not to do. I mean, you hear it all the time. Like if I tell him not to do something, and then he does it, and I'm just like, I told you not to do it.
Yeah.
And then, but and
you're
and,
like, Wesley, I'm speaking.
Yeah, I've taken to being like, look at me in my face.
Yeah. It like, usually happens when I'm pooping or something.
Like Ned isn't
on
there.
The other side of the house, like having a moment to myself, and I hear Wesley Fulmer.
It's so bad. I know. I'm not going to say that I'm bad at discipline, but I'm not good at it.
Yeah, I was wondering how you would finish that sentence. Usually when people say, I'm not going to say I'm bad at it.
I'm just...
You don't think you're good at discipline?
I don't think I'm good at discipline. I know that...
You think you're a pushover?
I don't think I'm a pushover either. Okay. I just think that like just when it comes to discipline,
Mercurial... Rules change every moment.
No, I'm trying really hard because I know that I need to be consistent and that I need to follow through. You know, like if I say, I'm going to take that toy away, then I need to actually do it. Mm-hmm. But I do find myself using those threats and then being like, screw it.
You just like, just give up. You're like a lazy disciplinarian.
Am I? I mean,
are you?
No, you tell me.
Oh, what do I think your discipline style is? I mean, I think it's pretty good. You know, it's hard. It's hard to be perfect.
I mean,
like,
I've I've definitely, like, you know, when he continually doesn't do something, you know, like if he's like, or if he does something that's like dangerous or mean, you know, that's when I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And then I'm, you know, I take him to his room or something, or I don't know.
Yeah. One funny thing that you do is... You'll often, not often, but sometimes you will throw out an ultimatum and then expect me to enforce it. At dinner, you're like, Wesley, get back here. And then to me be like, can I get a little help here? And me, I'm like, man, I'm just enjoying my dinner. I was fine with him playing over there by the couch, but now you've gone and thrown an ultimatum out, so we have to enforce it. Man, enforce your own damn ultimatums. I'm eating my chicken.
Like, it's so like, true.
I didn't sign up to enforce this. Come on.
But we're a team. I feel like if there's an ultimatum out there.
But we didn't get to talk about it beforehand.
Okay.
To be like, well, hey, is this okay? No. Yeah, is this okay? No. But like also, like maybe we're eating chicken and it's okay. Like, yeah, okay, I guess so.
But no, he has to do it every time
but
or else he's going to learn.
There are times where we don't enforce that rule. So it's like, why did we suddenly...
When did we not enforce that rule? Okay, the rule that Ned is talking about,
is
Wes asking to leave the table when he is done. Yes. So we ask him to say, may I please be excused before he leaves the table.
Gotten rather bad at that.
Like, what do you think that your disciplinary style is?
I feel like I... am the most successful when I am like kind of on his level, like kind of talking to him about like why something is not good.
Sure.
And that I can affect immediate enforcement when I recognize bad behavior immediately. Mm. And I'm like, nope, or like, or something like that.
Yeah. Like we did with Bean.
a little bit, yeah. That's probably where it comes from. But, you know, if, like, he's using the scissors to cut something he's not supposed to, and I notice it, he'll, like, sort of, like, look back and be like, okay, and then stop doing it. But if I don't notice it, and then I tell him, like, oh, no, don't do that. And once I get to the point where I've repeated something, it's lost. So then I have to kind of step in and be more proactive physically, rather than verbally. I don't mean like grabbing him away. I mean like getting up close to him and saying, and like look, we can't do this.
This is dangerous.
Because of this. Yeah. And then he'll say, I want to. And I say, no, we can't. He'll say, I want to. And I'm like, I realize, I understand you want to, but we can't. And it's sort of like a whole helping him work through his emotions. But I find when I'm yelling across the room like 5 or 6 or 7 times, it's just not helping.
Absolutely.
He's just getting used to ignoring me.
Yeah.
When totally. I'm up in his face talking softly,
yeah,
it's... he can't ignore me or right. just connecting.
Totally.
So that's what I guess I like.
I think that's why I've started being like, look at me in my face,
mm-hmm.
you know, because then when he actually makes eye contact with me, I can be like, do you understand why you can't do this?
Yeah.
And he'll say, yes, I do.
Mm. This is your perfect, your dream scenario.
Well, my dream scenario would be not having to do it at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, when my parents were here, they told me that I didn't give him enough discipline.
Hmm. Yeah. Really? They mm-hmm. said that? They looked you in your eye sockets? And
not exactly. They said it in a roundabout.
They gave you some discipline as parents about your discipline style as a parent?
No, I told them that they were doing really well with Wes because they're great with Wes.
Mm.
And he listens to them. And, you know, and I think my dad said, you know, like, well, you know, we're a little bit more like stern than you are. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're probably right. The hardest thing for me, though, is when what he's doing is actually really hilarious.
Oh, that's the hardest.
Because I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. Mm-hmm. But then I can't help but like smile.
Because if you're like smiling or laughing while you say something, he knows it's not real.
I know.
You aren't serious.
Oh, my God. Like when he pees on things or like... I don't know. It's just funny. It's so funny. Like anything that involves going to the bathroom, I just find hilarious.
I remember a funny, we were at the park and he was about to jump off something that was about 4 feet high.
Uh-huh.
And that felt like a little too high for me. I was like, nope, we're not going to jump off. And he looked at me and he's like, but I can do it. Like I'm gonna jump off. I was like, no, bro, no jumping.
Don't do it.
And then your mom like kind of took me aside and was like,
we've been letting him do that.
We've been letting him jump off. He can jump off, but understand if you don't want him to. But we've already sort of been letting him do that. And I was like, damn. Backed into a corner now. Like, what do you even say there?
What do you do?
That's like when you and I are not on the same page about something where...
You're like, I know you're that like, your mom let you do this.
Yes, I've been letting him do that, like, a lot. So sorry. But we should talk about this.
It's so hard. It's like, for some people, there are certain things that you do put up a fight about, and for others, there aren't.
Yeah,
you know?
It's impossible to always be on the same page as parents, not to mention throwing like grandparents in the mix.
Oh, man.
There's definitely, I don't know about broadly stern versus lax, but there are definitely things that I like notice your dad like course correcting the kid or sometimes, yeah, mostly Wes on. And I'm like, man, that's fine to me.
See, that's the thing is like I think that my parents they start to course correct before it gets to the point where you know where Wes is doing something.
Stifle his explorative mind. Well, his creative mind.
And that's exactly what my dad was saying, was that here we are not course correcting and just kind of waiting until it gets to the point where there's something that he can't be doing, and then we're like, please don't do that.
Mm.
You know? So it's just a different style.
Yeah.
Both are.
Well, I think our style's better.
Well, he is our child, so we can discipline him however we like. discipline is hard.
Yeah.
It is so hard right now. He's not even, he's still 2. His birthday is coming up. Do you want to talk about that?
That's true, sure.
So he's still in his terrible 2s, but only for like a week.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, parents out there, well, I'd love to hear your birthday stories, because this is, I mean, it's coming up for us and we're trying to think of like, what can we do that's awesome? And he loves trucks.
Oh, he loves trucks more than anything. He wants to sleep with his truck.
All kids love trucks? Probably. But this kid really loves trucks. He's asked for a very specific birthday gift. He says, I want a driller truck with a jackhammer attachment.
And batteries.
With batteries. Balloons. No friends.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you want friends to come over? He said, no.
No friends. I want the driller truck all to myself. Our COVID child.
Yeah, COVID child. But then he relented on the balloons. He's like, okay, we can have balloons. But mostly... just want driller truck with the jackhammer attachment and batteries. No friends.
Where did he get that? Like,
because I asked him if he wanted to have friends over, and he said no.
Not the friends. The driller truck with the jackhammer attachment.
I think he just knows what all those things are.
But how does he know that something exists that is a driller truck with a jackhammer attachment and batteries?
He doesn't, because when I said I'm not sure if that exists, I'm not sure if we can get it. I don't know where we're gonna get it from. He's like, yes, you do.
I know.
You go to the jackhammer truck store. I was like, yeah, I'll look into it, buddy. See what we can do. See if I'll Google jackhammer truck store.
I did find one. I found one that is it's actually an excavator with a jackhammer attachment.
Wow.
With batteries.
That sounds pretty freaking dope.
I know. But it's definitely not for a 3-year-old.
That's fine.
It's made for like a 7-year-old or a 12-year-old or something.
Maybe that's less fine, but
it's got one of the, you know, it's like a
it's like an RC excavator.
I don't know what RC
is. Radio controlled.
You know? Yeah, it's got a controller.
Yeah, like the little cars that go.
Were you like an AV nerd?
No, like all kids like these remote control. Every young boy has played with a remote control
also
car.
Also, all kids call them remote control cars, not AC cars.
RC cars. AC is alternating current. It's different.
Miles, back me up here. I'm not crazy,
well,
right?
Miles is...
Miles is also an AV nerd. Look at this guy. He's surrounded by cords over there.
I would say most people know what RC cars are.
All right. Can I get some comments on this?
Can I get some comments
on this?
I'm not
crazy.
Can
I'm
my
not
RC
crazy.
Nerds come out and support?
All right. So what's
Anyways,
your plan for Wes's birthday?
So
we're
going
to get the jackhammer
Obviously,
thing.
Obviously, present is great. Every kid dreams about presents.
Although,
presents are awesome. But the real...
I did go back and forth about whether I should just get him what he asked for. You know, Ned and I had to have a conversation about this right. Where I was like, okay, but like not all... Like, we can't just get him what he asked for. And then Ned was like, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, well, he clearly is very specific and he's asked for like multiple months now. I would rather get like one very special birthday uh-huh. present rather than like
a bunch
every time
of
we go
so
to the
special.
Supermarket, he's like, can I get a Hot Wheel car? And I'm like,
yes.
I guess so, sure. But also like, no, you can't just get a toy every time you go to the supermarket. It doesn't work like that.
Here's an apple.
Yeah, although it does work like that at the dentist's office. But that's... a trick.
Well, for a kid who doesn't leave the house, now we gotta like entice him to leave the house.
Well, that's a whole another issue. But anyways, I think it is okay to get like a very special. I mean, we're gonna get him a present. What would you rather get? A present that he didn't ask for,
or a present that he did ask for?
Would you rather get three presents that he did not request?
Fair enough.
One of which may immediately not get played with.
Yeah, fair.
Or one really awesome present that is like talking about it for months.
You're right.
That's what I think. Anyways. Obviously number of presents and type of presents are something that parents need to talk about.
Yeah, I know. No, I agree. One very special present is a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, but you put out something on Twitter.
So, I mean, yeah. Look, the presents are great, but presents aren't all that. We know that physical goods do not equal happiness. And like stuff does not equal memories. I mean, sometimes it does, but here's the thing. I thought, okay, yes, we're doing this present, but what can I give Wes that's like an experience? What would be the best day ever? What would be like the most awesome activity? And I thought to myself, this kid always wants to go to construction sites. What if we actually went to a construction site? And then I thought, how do I do that? And so I'm trying to call around contractors, but like the city doesn't exactly tell you how you get in contact with the people that are building the highways. So that's kind of rocky, but that's a plan. But the backup plan, which is actually now becoming the primary plan, is surprisingly easy to rent construction equipment and get it delivered anywhere you want. If our house were bigger or we had a dirt pile for our yard like we did 3 years ago, we could get a real excavator delivered to our house.
For like an hour?
For like all day. I was quoted $300 a day, which seems very reasonable for a big ass piece of machinery.
That's fair. I mean, yeah, there are.
It's expensive, but like, if we were to rent a taco truck for 2 hours,
it'd be more.
It could be like $800.
I know. Yeah, that's $300 is very reasonable, but also, like, what would we do with it?
Okay, so there's part two. So phase one is it's surprisingly easy to get heavy machinery with only the swipe of your credit card. Don't know if that's good for society or not, but that's where we are. Yeah, I was like, do I need a special license? And they're like, no. We offer training if you want for an added fee. I'm like, wait,
so if I want.
You'll give it to me without training, or I can pay to have more training?
We're talking like a Bobcat, right? Not like a one of those huge excavators.
I mean, I'm talking like a Bobcat, but I believe deeper in the catalog, you can get like, you know, pneumatic powered, like big boys.
Wow.
Tread excavators.
So did you actually talk to somebody on the phone?
I did.
Oh my God.
To a human.
Spoke You're with really an deep actual in person. This.
Well, you know, I'm a producer. Like, this is
he
what we
this
do
to happen. I get
every
it.
Day. Now, I'm more of a manager producer. It's like getting back to my roots. It's just like getting on the phones, just making shit happen.
Where are we going to put a Bobcat?
So that's the thing. Where are we going to put a mini excavator? We don't have a dirt pile. Where am I going to find a dirt pile? Dirt piles near me doesn't. Zero hits. Dirt piles in Los Angeles. Zero hits. Then I think to myself, what if we call BMX parks, dirt bike parks that have a lot of land, a lot of dirt, and probably are open to renting it out for birthday parties?
So you're going to rent a dirt pile for a birthday party and then have him deliver a Bobcat so that you and Wes can dig in the dirt.
Well, at this point, I'm inviting all my friends and providing copious amounts of alcohol.
That sounds great. Yeah, alcohol and heavy machinery go really well together.
Well, that would be, you know, that's probably not, you have to be sober to drive the Bobcat. Also, you have to be me. Yeah, we'll just have a construction-themed birthday party with a real excavator.
Wow.
That's at least my vision. And Tammy at Los Angeles BMX bike and tackle shop is helping me.
Bike and tackle?
I don't know. But they all have funny names. But yeah, I called a couple BMX parks. Ones were like, some were like, absolutely not. Our BMX dirt paths are meticulously maintained and we cannot allow heavy machinery. One guy was like, I'll get back to you. And then one guy was like, you probably aren't going to want to do that because that would require a permitting and $3 million worth of insurance. And I was like, oh, really? Because I run a film production company and we deal with both of those things on the reg.
Oh my God. I can't believe how deep into this you are.
I'm just excited.
And the fact that, like, I have only heard about the fact that you found out that you could potentially rent something.
Yeah, I did it just this morning. This is fresh.
Oh, wow.
This is
okay.
Fresh work.
Okay.
And then I figured, you know, this plan, it needs connections. So I sent out a little tweet. You can follow me on Twitter at Ned Fulmer. My son loves trucks. Does anyone know of a large plot of dirt that I could rent in Los Angeles? I want to rent an excavator and move dirt around for his birthday party. 54 comments. Okay, this is the best birthday party ever. Thanks, Official Brit 23. My father-in-law brought his semi and dump trailer to my son's third B-day party. He got to ride in the truck and honk the horn and see this giant truck up close. He still gets mad when his grandpa has the nerve to visit in his regular car instead of his dump truck. That's funny. So it has been done. There's something called Diggerland, which is an amusement park in New Jersey and San Diego. They think we should invite Colleen Ballinger.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Their boy.
I know that Flynn, right?
Flynn.
Flynn loves trucks too.
See, it's deep in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Someone pointed out that Blippi has an entire song about excavators.
We know.
Thanks, Brandy Taylor. We're aware of Blippi's excavator song. Very aware.
I'm an excavator.
Look for homes that are under construction or parks. Yeah, that's sort of plan A, but it's harder. I could just like try and walk up and be like,
can we ride in your excavator? I mean, there is
no, but seriously, who do I have to pay to give me a hard hat and a badge that says I don't work here? It's probably possible. Just walk up to construction sites and start chatting up people.
Ugh, I don't think so. There's so many like insurance things.
I know. Yeah. See the $3 million policy,
mm-hmm.
which for the viewers doesn't cost $3 million. It's an insurance policy for $3 million.
Right.
So,
of course.
I mean, come on now. I mean, how much can it be? It was a lot. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Our company pays heavily for it. Please subscribe and support the show. Okay. You could offer your local chamber or maybe a school a free load of dirt if they will let you play around with it for a party first.
Interesting.
This is a very creative idea, Kelsey McKenzie. Thank you. How would I just call up the Chamber of Commerce that says, hello, I am a taxpayer. I would love to pay some additional taxes in the form of a big dirt pile. My only request is that you allow me a plot of land and rental for one day or truly 12 hours and let me play in said dirt pile. It's not a sex thing.
It's not a sex thing. Did you just add that?
Yeah, I just added that. It
looked like you just read that.
No.
It's not a sex thing.
It's not a sex thing. Although someone did comment BDE, Big Dig Energy, which is what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Big Dad Energy, that's also true. Yeah, they think Wes and Flynn would be such good friends. If you ask the production team on It's Team Edge, they use a lot of dirt for some videos like Buried Alive, and they are just outside of LA. That actually is a real lead. Thanks, Top Bandito. Someone says they're going to call OSHA on my ass. Okay. Amanda, we already established I do not need a license to operate heavy machinery. And it's not a company outing, although if we did the insurance and permitting thing, it would be a company outing.
Wait, but aren't you OSHA trained?
Oh, yes, true. I am OSHA trained for forklifts.
I mean, I bet Wes would be happy to drive a forklift.
Yeah. Yep. That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You do have some big dad energy right now with this whole excavator thing.
Yeah.
It would be the best day of Wes's life.
It would be pretty memorable. Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So we'll see if I can pull it off. Stay tuned. We'll
Stay
keep
tuned.
You updated.
We'll see. We might just go to the beach for his birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a big dirt pile.
I know, but you can't just drive a heavy machinery onto a public beach.
Well, I know that, but there's got to be a private beach somewhere.
That's true. Right? And I could do the equivalent of calling BMX parks at the beach.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Although, anywho.
I think in California, all beaches are public property. Mm. Some states like Maine, we have a friend who has a beach house in Maine, and apparently when you own a beach house in Maine, you also own the entire beach in front of it. So if the tide goes down, you have more land. Tide goes up. Sorry.
Ocean's public property.
Yeah. It's also a big thing in Hawaii where it's like all beaches are public in Hawaii, but like there's also a lot of billionaires that live in Hawaii that kind of don't want to
share the beach,
share that rule or use that, abide by that rule. So they just make it really hard to get to.
Yeah. I get it.
Grace was, my sister used to live in Hawaii. She told a story about Mark Zuckerberg, who has a house in Hawaii. Big house, because he invented Facebook, that they technically allowed beach access to his beach, but it's like a very winding, like long, circuitous path that's like hard to get. I wouldn't be surprised if there's like booby traps there. Or at least things that steal your identity.
Because he didn't want anyone to get to that, to the part of the beach that was near his house.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, well...
Or we could just get, like, I don't know, construction truck plates and some balloons.
I already got that. Moving on. I can't wait to see what happens, you know, what all your research comes to.
Mm.
And let's talk about Finn.
Yeah, Finn is 5 months, so we want to go to the our favorite website, What to Expect When You Have a 5-Month-Old, tell you some things of... What to expect. So if you have a 5-month-old out there, be on the lookout for these things. If you're one of our 17-year-old listeners and is not thinking about having a kid anytime soon, thanks for listening. Here are some things that 5-month babies do. Most babies this age sleep 10 to 12 hours at night.
What?
This is big news.
10 to 12 hours.
That means we could do the sleep training thing. We were just having a conversation about this. We're not ready yet.
We're not ready yet.
But we're getting close to ready. Even though it's usually not necessary at this point, they wake up for a feeding or two. Oh, got it.
They sleep 12 hours at night, but it's broken up.
They sleep, but they usually wake up, even though it's not necessary. Uh-huh. They nap for 3 to 5 hours a day, spaced between 2 or 3 naps. Whoa.
He takes more naps than that.
He takes more naps than that.
He takes shorter naps. I think it's because he was early.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, I mean, 5 months for us may not be the same.
Exactly. It's
as
like 4 months.
5 months for other babies. Feeding basics. Breastfed babies get 24 to 36 ounces of breast milk a day spread out over 5 or 6 feeds.
Yep.
That feels right. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes he'll eat like 7 ounces in one sitting. We're like, big damn. Did you know your baby will love playing games like peekaboo? We should do that.
I do that.
You do that.
Yeah.
You're a great mom. I'll play the game of faces, which is different than Game of Thrones. It's me just making faces and him giggling. hide and seek. Oh.
That's the same as peekaboo. Because if you, like, leave the room and you're like, come find me,
yeah,
it doesn't really work that way.
Yeah. But they're beginning to grasp the concept of object permanence.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She can discern tiny items and lots of colors, as well as track moving objects. I have noticed that. If you move your face, like, from one side of, is this, are we getting some ASMR here? one side of the microphone to the other side of the microphone.
It doesn't do anything. No,
it doesn't work like that. Oh, dang. I had a notion. But yeah, his eyes and his whole face will track me as I'm moving around.
Yeah, when it's doing dishes and he's in his little bouncy thing, he's just looking at me and smiling. And like, he clearly, he does this thing to get our attention where he'll sort of wave his hands in the air and go like this. Almost like he's like, hey.
Look at me.
Yeah.
We have this giant bouncy thing, which is like, it's this massive structure. It's probably 5 times the size of him.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. The happy...
Happy jumper?
The jolly jumper.
Jolly jumper.
Yeah, so they're meant to... So the way that my mom always reminds me that we had one that attached to a door frame.
Oh.
So most of the ones that people use attach to a door frame in your house, and then the kid just bouncy. Yeah.
And we have the mobile...
Yeah, we got the one.
Create your door frame.
Yep. Because we don't really have door frames.
Yeah, it's true. Open concept. So, California. Your little one may now be able to pass a toy from one hand to the other or rake a small object and then pick it up.
Rake?
I don't know what they mean by that. Like, grab with your fingers, like scoop it towards you.
Yeah, he can do that. That little spinny thing he does. Think so cute.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen like passing from one hand to another. Maybe
I've seen him hold something with both hands.
I have seen that too. Yeah. And he can definitely grab with both hands. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Your baby's hearing and vision are almost completely developed by now, and the name you chose for them and have been lovingly whispering, they just might recognize it as their own and turn towards you when you call them.
Aww.
What?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cute.
Oh, we gotta check that out. I mean... Miles. He did it. He turned towards me. Wow. He knows. This is exciting. Also, to think that he can basically see the same way we can.
Oh, yeah. He's been able to do that for since like 3 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought I was still close up mushy-gush.
Uh-uh.
Like he can only see like 6 feet. Oh, man. I've been putting my face real close to his. Yeah, it's got to be awkward. Yeah, my mom's cool, but then my dad's this giant, really disorienting. Your little explorer is eagerly taking in everything around them, assisted by new motor skills such as confident head control and strong push-ups, and trying to make sense of the world.
He does have really good head control, and he's starting to do that thing where he like pushes back on his legs when he's in tummy time.
Yeah,
I feel like he's gonna be crawling soon, but I'm also like, no, stay where you are. I want to set you down and not have you move.
I think we're still a little ways away from that, but it'll happen like that.
I know.
I know that he has strong head control because he loves being in that upright bouncer thing.
Oh, yeah.
Your baby continues to grow by leaps and bounds, but soon your baby will be ready to take on a brand new feeding frontier, solids.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it in the previous episode, didn't we?
Yeah.
What new foods have we done? I mean, we've tried starting doing the allergen testing.
Yes, we started doing the allergens.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tried peanut butter.
That, yep.
And it was great. He actually loved it. We did peanut butter in like baby oatmeal. And oh my goodness, he lapped that up. Yeah, so we'll probably move on to some of the other allergens soon. I mean, we did strawberries.
We got to test lactose.
Oh, I know.
I can't.
That'd be hard.
That'd be tough if we had a lactose intolerant baby. Oh, no.
Well, there are a lot of them out there.
Oh, I know, for sure. Many. Mm. Some in my family, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which means the chances are more likely.
I don't know. Is it?
Is it genetic?
Is it genetic?
I don't know.
I don't
no idea.
Know.
But
And I've also heard that it comes like later in life. You know, like I think for Zach and Keith, maybe not for Keith, but for Zach, it came like later in life.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Zach.
For me, fortunately, it lessened. I used to have a dust allergy that got a lot better. And then I got a cat allergy that got a lot worse. Pollen, too. Pollen was bad for me as a kid. Now it's like totally fine. I don't know. What would you rather have, pollen or cats? Can never be outside, or you just can't really be at someone's house that has cats?
Depends on who you know that has cats.
That's true. If I really want to go to their house. Breast milk or formula will continue to provide most of the baby's nutritional requirements until the end of the first year. Wow. Oh, starting small, serving up to 1 tablespoon of pureed baby foods. I think we better serving him a little more than that.
No, that's definitely about as much as...
That's true. And most of it goes all over his face.
And he doesn't actually eat...
It's kind of like an explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really just getting him used to like the feeling of it in his mouth and in like on his in his hands, yeah. And you know, just the
he's
act
a cute
of eating.
Kid when he's eating, he's like, nom,
nom, nom. Yeah. And I think, I mean, we always feed him when we're all sitting at the table together. So I think of it as like, you know, he's watching us eat, uh-huh. and he knows that he's a part of the family and a part of like this, this eating community that we have.
He knows that if he wanders off and starts playing with his own toys, it's okay unless somebody notices.
Oh my gosh. We got to get on the same page about this.
Yeah, we'll get better at it. Baby cereal is a common first food, but you can also feed them soft vegetables like sweet potatoes, squash, carrots, peas, and green beans. Fruits like pureed ripe avocado, finely mashed bananas, or baby applesauce, peaches, or pears. Wow. It's a good idea to introduce one new food every 3 to 5 days to see if any allergies or other reactions appear. Wow. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Oh my God. Wow. We're doing so great. Oh my God. There's some minor miscommunications about discipline style. Oh, the podcast is called Baby Steps because, you know, it's, we got it.
Life's a journey.
Life's a journey. Life's a journey. Are teething gels safe? Do you know what a teething gel is?
Did you just click on an ad?
Oh, God, did I? No.
I think that just clicked on that. No, teething gels are not safe.
10 reasons why teething gels need to be in your life.
No, they're not safe.
Yeah, it says just don't use benzocaine-based teething gels. But a partially frozen wet washcloth is okay.
Yeah, that's not
a
gel.
Or a teething ring. Yeah, okay. Baby's nighttime routine. Oh, this is good.
Okay.
A lifetime of good sleep for your baby will depend on your little one learning how to fall asleep. See, man, everything with parents is so like, your baby's life is ruined if you don't do this.
I know.
Do you see what it just said on us? It said, a lifetime of good sleep for your baby will depend on your little one learning how to fall asleep and fall back to sleep unassisted. Don't you put that juju on me.
Yeah.
I mean, they've hooked me. I want to know what happens next. So we're talking about establishing a bedtime routine, one that doesn't include falling asleep at the breast or bottle, and embarking on a sleep training or sleep teaching mission. Learning and responding to sleep cues like eye rubbing or crankiness, putting baby down to sleep while she's still awake, leaving a room and being prepared for some tears.
Tears. I don't like tears.
No, me neither.
Well, we talked about sleep last time.
You know, we talk about the difficult things sometimes, but we also like to focus on the joys of parenting. And, you know, we have a recent joy to share, which is kind of really made us feel like we were awesome parents. We went out to dinner with the two boys, and it felt like we were just like enjoying a family meal together. We had some mac and cheese.
Yeah.
We had some crab cakes. We had mom and dad had a glass of wine.
We were sitting outside.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
This was like maybe like the first or second time that we had done this with both the boys. Just because it hasn't really been easy to go out.
Things kind of opening back up again, you know?
Yeah.
People getting vaccinated.
Yeah. But Wes got a little cold while we were outside. And I have this bag of clothes in the bottom of the stroller, and for some reason it didn't have a sweater in it. It had like anything that Finn could possibly need, but there was no sweater for Wes, and I was like, come on, like, you've got to be kidding me, I didn't throw in a sweater. And so we went to, there was a little bit of time before we were gonna like get our food, and so I took Wes down to like one of the little shops down the street, and I was like, okay, well, you know, we haven't been shopping for a while, let's see if we can find a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any sweaters, but they had pajamas, like the long sleeve pajamas. And I was like, okay, well, you know, something is better than nothing, so we're gonna get you a set of pajamas, and you can wear the pajama shirt, you know, while you're cold.
And these are like turquoise blue, like got stars and planets all over
them.
No,
they were not. They were not stars and planets. They were French toast and eggs.
Oh, that's funny. That's even better somehow.
Yeah. So yeah, like hilarious pajamas. Super soft. Really, really soft.
Very pajamas. Nice. Yeah, yeah, high quality stuff for sure.
Yeah. So we got the long sleeve pajama shirt and the long sleeve pajama pants.
Here we are out to dinner. Our son is wearing pajamas, and then since he refused to go to the bathroom earlier, yeah, despite our best efforts.
We're going through a period now where like when we ask him if he needs to go to the bathroom, he says no, and we say, okay, but can you just go before we leave, just try, and he's like, I don't want to. And so yeah, so here we are sitting at dinner, and he doesn't want to stop playing because we're all laughing and we're having a good time, and then he's like, I have to go potty. And so, you know, Ned immediately is like, all right, let's go to the bathroom. And so Ned takes him to the bathroom, but it's a little bit too late.
Yeah.
Guess what? We don't have pants. But also guess what? We just bought pajamas.
That's right. So there we are enjoying a dinner with our two boys. Wes wearing a full-on suit of turquoise
toast pajamas.
And we're like, this is great. We're living the dream. We're such good parents.
Oh my God.
And then at one point, I think both of them were crying again. And so I'm bouncing Finn. Ariel's trying to be like, Wes, don't do that. While he's like, I don't want to do the thing.
Oh my God.
And we're like, we're the best parents ever.
as we left,
wearing pajamas that we bought 20 minutes ago.
As we left, there was a couple sitting there with like a 14-year-old, and I made eye contact with one of them, and he said to me, he said, it gets easier. And I did not know what to say. I was like, are we really that terrible?
Yeah. Does it look like it's hard for
Does
us?
It look like
is that
it's
what you're
hard?
Saying?
Is, like, are you telling me that we're making this look difficult?
Yeah.
I think I said like very sort of shrilly. I was like, God, I hope so. Oh man.
A little different for us, guy.
But as we left, we were like, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. We got a kid who's ready for bed. Look at him. He's wearing his pajamas.
There we go. Cut straight to bedtime. Well, thank you all for listening to another episode of Baby Steps. We'll see you next Sunday. And as always, subscribe, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you listen on YouTube, hey, check us out on iTunes or Spotify. It helps the show. And as you heard last week, we have a cookbook together. It's called The Date Night Cookbook. You can get your copy, pre-order it today at datenightcookbook.com. Recipes and stories from the past 10 years of dating each other. And, you know, if your parents got some good family meals. But really, it's recipes at any stage of your relationship. From single to dating to married AF. Well, we'll see you guys next Sunday. Until next time, life's a journey. Take baby steps.